Welcome to the Inspired Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Wyrock. I'm a business owner and coach who is dedicated to my own growth mindset and helping others find theirs. This is the podcast where you will find the inspiration that will help you grow your business and reach your goals. If you're looking to scale your business while being inspired, encouraged, and empowered, this is the show for you. Let's dig right in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Inspired Biz. I am just so excited to dive into this topic today. It is something that has actually been really kind of cooking in there for a while, and it's been something that I have been challenging myself in. And so I'm really excited to bring that same challenge to you and, you know, see how that affects your business, how that impacts your growth. But before we do that, I just want to do a quick check-in. So we are what I consider over the halfway mark of summer vacation. You know, we are now closing in the last couple of weeks of July. Kids will start heading back to school here in a few weeks. I know none of the kids want to hear that, but it is the truth. And I just want to do a quick check-in. You know, earlier in the summer, I talked a little bit about how you can have growth in every season. We are able to be present and see progress. And it doesn't always have to look the same for each person, but we definitely can do that. So I'm just curious, how are your goals going for the summer? What are you focusing on? How can we really rally around you? And I would love to hear from you of how you are being present this summer and seeing progress. So with that said, let's get into my topic for today. And that is on trusting your gut, specifically in business. So this is something that I've actually had multiple conversations where I've been talking to other entrepreneurs, other small business owners, other coaches, and this topic comes up over and over and over again. It comes up because we are taught in a lot of areas of our life to trust our gut, especially as women. Let's just be super honest. As women, we are taught to listen to the red flags, to pay attention to those things, and to trust our gut. I think about when I was growing up and my mom would really reiterate that whenever I was going out with friends. So anytime I was going out with friends or I was going to be away from her, she would just say, if you get into a situation and it feels wrong, trust yourself. It probably is. Get out of there. Find someone that can help you. And so I was taught from a very young age to trust my gut, to lean into that feeling that we couldn't always quite put my finger on. And I sometimes still to this day don't know why something fell off, but I listened to it. However, I found over and over and over again in business that I second guess that feeling. I don't trust my gut. I want to lean into the gurus and I want to do the research and I want to talk to a million different people. And the reality is that I second guess my gut feeling so many times in my business. And then what was so intriguing to me is as you start talking with other people, this is what you often find, right? You're not alone. You're not the only person who experiences that. You're not the only person who has that same struggle. So as I'm talking to these other amazing entrepreneurs, these other amazing women, these other amazing coaches, I am hearing this theme over and over and over again, right? It's hard to trust your gut. Why is that so hard? Why do we struggle in business to listen to ourselves, to our discernment, to our own inclination towards something? So I really started pressing into this. Whenever I would talk with someone and that would come up, I would say, why do you think it's so difficult for us to listen to ourselves, to trust our gut? And there were a few things that I continued to really hear over and over and over again, these themes of why we often do not listen to our gut. We don't trust ourselves. The first thing that I felt like came up over and over and over again was this idea of not really having a foundational belief that everything that you need is already in you. I'm going to say that in a different way. Friend, everything that you need is already in you. It may not be unlocked yet. You may not have accessed it yet. You may have to do some refining and some development of that. But what is in you is exactly what you need. And when we fail to trust our gut, when we fail to trust ourselves, we are failing to believe that we are already equipped for the path that we are on. We wouldn't have started down the path if we were not, at least in some way, ready to take that challenge on. So when we have a gut feeling and we ignore it or we push it aside, I am essentially saying, you, friend, are essentially saying that you don't have that belief that you already have what you need to execute and to grow this business. The second reason that I heard from so many people, this one really resonated with me, is that when we fail to trust our gut, we essentially are letting ourselves be out of practice. So it's like a voice, right? We get used to hearing that voice. When you're a kid, you know your mom's voice. You could be in a crowded room and your mom could speak up from across the room, not even talking to you, and you would recognize her voice, right? Your parent, your mom, whoever that important person was as a kid when you were growing up. It's the same for me as a mom. I can be in a crowded space with a ton of kids, a ton of things going on. And if my child started crying, even if there were other kids crying, I would be able to pick that out. Very similarly, when we practice trusting ourselves, when we practice self-trust, we start to create a familiarity there. We start to grow in that skill set. We start to recognize the discernment that is within us, and that trust grows, that familiarity grows. But when we deny it, when we push it away, or when we act like it's not there, or we second guess it, we are breaking that trust with ourselves. We are breaking that familiarity, and it gets harder and harder to recognize that voice. So it's important for us to practice self-trust, to practice trusting our gut, to practice listening to ourselves so that we get better and better at knowing what our next step needs to be, what that next right step is for us. The other reason that I think really came up over and over again in conversation was this worry about appearing to be impulsive. So this is something that I really struggled with when I first got started in my own business. I felt like I was not the expert, you know, imposter syndrome, all of those things came up. And that in order to justify the direction I was going to take, instead of being able to say to someone, hey, this is the direction that I've chosen, this is where I'm going to go with my business, I've made this decision, I felt like I needed to have this like lengthy research, this lengthy explanation for why I was making that decision in order to justify to them what I was doing. When I look back on it, I think how bizarre, right? How bizarre that I felt this need to prove myself through research and through reaching out to different voices in order to then prove to someone else that the path I was taking was worthy or appropriate or the right step. I spent so much time in the beginning of my business, you know, trying to take different courses or trying to take different coaching classes, boot camps, workshops, all the different things in order to feel like I was not an imposter. Now, do not get me wrong. Taking courses, workshops, boot camps, there are some amazing opportunities out there. There really are. I am a part of a couple of coaching groups. I love the wisdom that comes from those, the encouragement that comes, the people who really just pour in and bring value to those groups. I love the opportunity to bring value myself to those groups. But in the end, if I am trusting their voices over mine, or I am putting a higher value on their voice than I put on my own discernment, my own voice, I'm missing it. Friend, if you are putting more value on someone else's voice and what they speak into your life than you are on your own discernment, you're missing it. A good coach, a good coaching group, they wouldn't even be telling you what to do, really. What they would do is they would be asking the questions for you to develop a deeper level of self-trust in order to listen to your own voice as opposed to theirs. A great coach is not going to give you a list and say, well, here's all the things that you do. Here's the formula for your great business. This is what you should be doing. A great coach is going to help you build that self-trust so that you do believe that everything you need already exists inside of you. And all they're doing is helping you unlock that and access that. So perhaps today you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I definitely have not developed that self-trust. I definitely do not have a familiarity with my own voice, with what I really, you know, need to be listening to within myself, my discernment. I don't have that right now. What do I do? Amber, what do I do? Well, first of all, I am going to recommend something that has helped me a ton, and that is journaling. Journaling often is, I'm not talking about a diary, I'm not talking about, you know, anything that's super woo-woo, but I know that a lot of people can think that way about journaling. But for me, journaling is a way for me to get my jumbled thoughts out of my brain and on paper. Or digital. It doesn't have to be on paper, but I like paper. And then to be able to organize those thoughts in such a way where I can understand what I'm actually needing to press into, where I'm needing to go next. So a lot of times I will have an idea, I'll have a thought, I'll write it down, and then I'll walk away from it. And then I can come back to it. And if that idea is still like, it's still there, it still resonates with me. It wasn't just a fleeting thought, you know. That is something that I really then can identify. I need to press into that more. I need to really understand and develop out that thought. I really need to think about what my next step would need to be for that particular thought or that particular idea. And this gives me, one, it helps me get it out of my brain so I'm not thinking about it and then forgetting it or whatever. And then it also helps me know that when I come back to it over and over again, and it's still there, that is me developing that self-trust, because then I know, okay, this is more than just a fleeting thought. This is more than just a flash in the pan idea, right? And I don't have to necessarily lean into someone else. It's not bad if I were to say, hey, I've got this idea that I'm developing out, but it allows me to develop that idea before I lean in to other voices. Another way that I think developing your self-trust and developing that trust in your own gut is to not let too many people have access to you, to your ideas, to your business. When you start getting a ton of different perspectives that are funneling in, it can get really muddy really quick. And I think that I did that really early on. I had multiple groups that I was a part of. I had cohorts that I was a part of. I had coaches that I was leaning into. I was listening to a ton of podcasts. And again, none of those things are bad, but what I was doing it for was the wrong reasons. I felt like the more information I have, the more voices I have pouring in, the better I'm going to be. And actually, it is the opposite. It is the opposite. It can get so confusing because there are a ton of different paths and perspectives out there on how to run, start, manage your business. A ton of them. And none of them, I'm sure there are some that I would say are not great, but none of them are bad. They are all great paths that these entrepreneurs have probably taken themselves and seen great success with, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right path for you. And when you start getting all of these muddied voices, all of these different perspectives that are pouring in, all that does is breed confusion, and that leads to paralysis. I don't know if you've ever been there, friend, but you can have information overload that leads to paralysis. And sometimes the best way to trust your gut and the best way to move forward and see progress is to just take a step forward. Take that first step, trust yourself enough, and then reevaluate. Maybe you take the step forward and it doesn't go as well and you need to adjust, and that's okay. But you're practicing that self-trust. You're practicing listening to that voice inside of you. You're practicing the belief that you have everything you need already within you. So having voices speak into your life, be discerning. Be discerning of who you give access to you. Be discerning of who gets to speak into your life, into your business. And don't allow there to be so many voices that you get confused, friend. Just don't let it happen. Remove those voices if needed. Leave the Facebook group if needed. Turn off the podcast if needed. Whatever that needs to look like, be discerning of who you give access to you. So friend, I hope today that you are encouraged by this, that when it comes to trusting your gut, this will be a skill that you will really start to develop, that your self-trust, not just in life, but in your business, will continue to grow. I believe that everything you need is already inside of you. And you may need to find the coach that is going to help you unlock that. You may need to lean into some of those voices, again, being discerning, that are going to help, you know, speak into that and help you really cultivate that self-trust. But really, friend, I want you to lean into yourself, lean into what you already have inside of you to grow your business, to be successful, and to reach the goals that you have set. That is all I have for today. I want to thank you for hanging out here at the Inspired Biz with me. And friend, if you want to make a connection, I would encourage you to check me out on Instagram, shoot me a DM. I would love to hear part of your story. I would love to have you consider being a guest on the Inspired Biz and sharing your story to hopefully bring inspiration to others who are seeking it. I will talk with you next time. You've just listened to another episode of the Inspired Biz podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you have found your business inspiration today, we want to know. Take a moment to leave a review and share this episode with someone you know looking for their own inspiration. We'd love to have you join our online community on Instagram and Facebook at Socially Inspired Management, or check out sociallyinspiredmanagement.com to learn more about how we can support you to grow your biz. We'll see you next week.